At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Jody, you can bring them all.
You are unmuted.
All right.
Commonwealth versus Karen Reed, 22-117. Counsel?
Adam Lally for the Commonwealth. Good morning,
Your Honor. Good morning, Mr. Lally.
Good morning, Your Honor. Laura McLaughlin for the Commonwealth.
Good morning, Ms. McLaughlin.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Jackson from the
Street. Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Good morning, Your Honor. Elizabeth Little, also on behalf of the
Good morning, Ms. Little.
Good morning, Your Honor. David Iannetti for Karen Reed.
Good morning, Ms. Iannetti. Good morning, Ms. Reed. So, Ms. Iannetti, I just wanted to tell you that after reviewing my notes of the testimony of Katie McLaughlin, my view hasn't changed, but I will give you a little bit of leeway with this witness.
Okay. I would like to define the parameters if I can, Your Honor, so that we...
All right. The jurors are on their way over. I don't think you need to define the parameters. When there are objections, they'll either be sustained or overruled.
Okay. Your Honor, there is one other thing that we needed to put on the...
All right. Nobody told me that. All right. Why don't you come here at sidebar and we'll do this.
Good morning, jurors. I did not expect to have you come in and have us not be ready, but I do appreciate your patience with us. I do have those three questions. Was everyone able to follow the instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left yesterday?
Yes.
Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instructions and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case?
Yes.
Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case since we left yesterday?
No.
Everyone said no or shook their heads. All right, can we bring Ms. Albert back in, please?
Do you solemnly swear the evidence you gave to the court during the case now and here and show the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. You can take the stand.
Good morning.
Good morning. May I proceed, Your
Honor? Sure.
Good morning, Ms. Albert.
Good morning.
Ms. Albert, I'd like to go back to a discussion of Katie McLaughlin.
Okay.
Yesterday, I asked you a four-word question, and that question was, who is Katie McLaughlin? Do you recall that question?
I do.
You would agree with me that your response was not, she's a firefighter.
Correct.
Your response was not, she's a friend.
Correct.
Your response was not, I've known her for years.
Well, I sort of alluded to that when I said that I've known her since high school.
Right. Your response was that she was somebody that you knew in high school, correct?
I said that I went to high school with her and she's my same age. We graduated the same year. Yes.
Right. So you referenced high school, correct?
Yes.
All right. You would agree with me that you've seen her several times since high school, correct?
Yes.
You have hung out in the same group with her several times since high school, correct?
Yes.
And you graduated high school in 2014?
Yes.
It is now 2024?
Yes.
Your contact with Katie McLaughlin has been fairly consistent over the years in that it continued at least until 2021, correct?
I would agree with that, although it was far and few between, but
is that
throughout the years, yes.
Do you say that because the photographs are far and few between?
Objection.
Sustained.
All right. You would agree with me that there was not a three-year period prior to January 29th of 2022 where you didn't see Katie McLaughlin at all, correct?
A three-year period?
Right.
I can't say 100% yes to that, but I wouldn't be surprised if I had seen her at some point in time over the past couple of years and before John O'Keefe's passing. Yeah,
Seen her a couple of times, does that mean that maybe you bumped into her and said hello?
It would mean that we would be in the same place at the same time, not something that I reached out and invited her to in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, again, we have mutual friends, so I would not be surprised if I went somewhere and she happened to be there as well.
Okay. And it would have been a surprise to you that she showed up at whatever place you were at in those 3 years? Is that your testimony?
No, it would not have been a surprise to me.
You would have known in advance that Katie McLaughlin was going to be at the same place that you were in advance?
Not necessarily, but...
Ever? In those 3 years?
Objection.
Sustained.
Isn't it true that only 8 months before January 29th of 2022, you and Katie McLaughlin were at a baby shower together?
Jackson.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and answer.
Yes, we did.
You were. Whose baby shower was it?
It was a mutual friend of ours.
What's her name?
Her name's Alyssa.
And how many people were at that baby shower?
I can't say for sure. I mean, it was Alyssa's family and a bunch of friends. I can't put a number on it.
The friends all gathered together and took a photo together with the woman having the baby shower, correct?
Objection.
Was there a photo taken?
I believe so.
Okay.
You were in that photo, correct?
Yes.
Who was standing next to you?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, if you saw the photo, would that refresh your memory?
Yeah.
May I approach?
Yes.
I'm showing you what has been
marked. Just show her.
Sorry. I was just going to identify it as S for identification for the record, Your Honor.
Okay.
I'm showing you what's been marked S. Could you take a look at that and look up at me when you're done? May I approach?
Yes.
Having reviewed that photograph, Ms. Albert, who is standing next to you?
One of my friends is on the left of me, and Katie McLaughlin is on the right of me.
Okay. She's right next to you in that photo, correct?
Yes, she is.
That was in June of 2021, correct?
Yes.
So if somebody testified that you hadn't seen each other in 3 years prior to January 29th of 2022, that would be wrong, right?
Objection.
Stand.
And with regard to the contact that you've had with her in terms of group events, you would agree with me that it wasn't just day trips that you took with her, correct?
Correct.
You've also gone on road trips with her, correct?
I've gone away on trips that she was with. I didn't drive with her or go with her or invite her, but she has been there, yeah.
Okay, and what road trips have you taken overnight where you and Katie McLaughlin have been together since high school.
Objection.
Sustained.
You've gone to Maine with Katie McLaughlin, have you not?
Objection.
So we need a time frame, Ms. Giannetti, not just
sure.
10 years ago.
Since high school, you've gone to Maine with Katie McLaughlin, correct?
Objection.
I'll allow it. Did you go to Maine with her?
I did, and the year would have been like 2015 or 2016.
Okay.
If I suggested it was July of 2016, would that make sense?
That would sound about right, yeah.
While you were in Maine, there were seven of you in a hot tub together, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
You were in a hot tub with Katie McLaughlin in Maine, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
May we approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
You'd mentioned that you'd been to Maine with Katie McLaughlin in 2016. Where was it in Maine?
I'm not sure the exact town.
Right. Probably 4 hours away?
I'm not sure how long it took to get up there.
It wasn't 10 minutes away?
No. Right?
And it wasn't a half hour?
No.
All right. It was more than 2 hours, correct?
Maybe.
And you drove, correct?
Yes.
How many days did you spend in Maine?
I'm not sure, maybe two.
All right. So you were up in Maine over a weekend?
Yep.
With Katie McLaughlin, correct?
Yes, as well as a bunch of other friends.
Oh, of course. But the answer to my question is, you were with Katie McLaughlin, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
How many times have the two of you been to the beach together since high school?
Objection.
Do you know? If you can answer that, go ahead and answer.
I know that we have been to a beach together, but I don't know how many times. I could guess.
Don't guess.
Okay.
Next question, Ms. Tina.
You said a beach. Does that mean that the two of you only go to one particular beach?
No.
No. You've gone to multiple beaches with Katie McLaughlin, correct?
Not that I can remember. I can't remember how many times. I have one memory, but I can't say for sure how many times I've been to a beach with Katie McLaughlin.
Okay. If I showed you a photograph of the two of you on a beach together in bikinis, would that refresh your memory?
Objection.
Ms. Giannetti, you can show her a photograph.
Thank you. If I may approach.
Yes.
Again, I'm showing you S for identification, one particular photo in S. If you take a look at that and look up at me when you're done, does that refresh your memory?
Yep.
That particular photo that I showed you from S for identification, what beach was that?
I don't know the name of the beach.
Where was it?
I believe somewhere in the Cape.
And Katie McLaughlin is in that photo, correct?
Yes, and along with a bunch of other friends.
Of course, there are other friends, but you...
Ms. Giannetti, please, no more, of course.
Of course, Your Honor. with regard to that photo, once again, you are right next to Katie McLaughlin. Were you not right in back of her?
She's in front of me, yes, and the mutual friends that I already said that we have are also in the photo.
Of course. Let me ask you this.
So, jurors, I'm going to strike that, of course.
Has anybody in this courtroom today asked you about the other mutual friends who were there? Did I ask you today whether there were other mutual friends in that photo?
Objection.
Sustained.
You added that to your answer, correct?
Objection.
Can you answer that?
Yes.
Who are your college roommates?
Objection.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Who were your college roommates?
Oh, yeah, it's sustained.
How many college roommates did you have?
Objection.
Sustained.
Fair to say that Katie McLaughlin has been with you and your college roommates?
Yes.
When was that?
2015, 2016.
And
there were two college roommates that you and Katie McLaughlin were with, correct?
I had multiple college roommates at that time, and two of them were the mutual friend that Katie and I share.
And in fact, there was an occasion where you were in a kitchen with your two college roommates and one other person, correct?
Objection.
Need a time frame or something, Ms. Giannetti?
Sure, that was around 2016, was it not?
That sounds about right, yes.
All right. And do you recall which college roommates they were?
Objection.
Sustained.
And someone took a photo of you, your two college roommates, and one other person, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
In 2016.
Objection.
Sustained.
May we approach?
Okay.
May I approach?
Yes.
I'm showing you another photo from S for identification, ma'am. If you look up at, look at that and look up at me when you're done. Who's in that photo?
Myself, two of my college roommates, and Katie McLaughlin.
Okay. So Katie McLaughlin's the only one in that photo who's not one of your roommates, correct?
Yes.
And was this a situation where she just showed up unexpectedly like all the other times? You had no idea she was going to be there?
Objection.
Ask the question differently. That it's sustained in that form.
Thank you, Your Honor. Did you expect, well, by the way, whose kitchen is that?
It was the college house that I lived in.
All right, so your kitchen?
The house we were renting, yes.
You lived in that kitchen?
Yes.
And Katie McLaughlin's in your kitchen, correct?
Yes.
Who invited Katie that day?
The two mutual friends that I lived with.
Okay. Certainly you didn't invite Katie, correct?
I did not.
Because you're not close friends with her at all, correct?
I am not.
In fact, you don't really like her very much, do you?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
You guys were teammates on the track or cross country team back in high school, correct?
I don't recall that, actually. We could have been. I'm not sure.
If I may approach?
Yes.
Once again, place S for identification before you, ma'am. If you look at the first page and then the second page,
yes.
Having reviewed those two pages, does that refresh your memory about your teammate, Katie McLaughlin?
Yes, it does.
And you certainly were teammates in high school, correct?
Yes.
And you would agree with me that that relationship continued in terms of your contact with her all the way up through 2021, correct?
Yes.
Your Honor, I would offer the photos that are in S for identification as full exhibits in this trial at this point.
Objection.
The objection sustained. You should put those back up with the clerk, Ms. Giannetti.
Okay. Now, you testified that you knew Brian Higgins prior to January 29th of 2022, correct?
Yes.
You knew him as a good friend of your father's, correct?
Yes.
He arrived at 34 Fairview Road, your parents' home, on January 29th of 2022, after you got there, correct?
Again, yes, because me and my parents were the first ones inside from what I remember.
Did you see what Brian Higgins drove to get there?
I did not.
You did not see where he parked his vehicle?
I did not.
At some point you saw him inside the home, correct?
Yes.
And he made it into the kitchen and dining room area where you were, correct?
Yes.
You agree that at some point, Brian Higgins and your father, Brian Albert, left that area to go to another room, correct?
Yes.
So it's fair to say there was at least some portion of the night when Brian Higgins and your father were out of your field of vision, correct?
I don't agree with that because the room that I had seen them go into has an open doorway and you can see right into the family room that they were in. So I could actually see them in there.
Gotcha. How long were you there when Brian Higgins and your father, Brian Albert, were there?
Inside the family room?
I'm talking from that whole night. When you're at 34 Fairview,
mm-hmm.
How much time lapsed between the time you first saw Brian Higgins and Brian Higgins left the residence?
I can't say for sure. If I had to estimate, I'd say an hour and a half.
Okay. And so your testimony before this jury is for that full hour and a half, there was no time when Brian Higgins and your father, Brian Albert, were out of your field of vision?
Not that I can remember.
Now, earlier that evening on Friday, January 28th, you made plans to go out with your mom, Nicole Albert, your aunt, Julie Albert, and your boyfriend, Tristan Morris, correct?
Yes.
From the beginning of that night, the plan was for Tristan to go home early, correct?
Yes.
And that was because he had to get up early to plow or shovel, correct?
Yes.
He had to get up really early, correct?
Yes.
The plan was for him to shovel or plow at 3 a.m.?
He was, from what I recall, he was on standby for like 3. It could have been any time after that.
Oh, I see. So it could have been that he had to get up at 3 or maybe a little bit later, correct?
Yes.
And it was for that reason that when he was at the waterfall with you, he only had a couple of drinks, correct?
From what I remember, yes.
And from the beginning of the night, you knew that it was going to be iffy as to whether he would be able to get much sleep at all, correct?
It wasn't really something we discussed.
Well, the reason he was going home early and only having a couple of drinks was to see if he could catch some sleep before what would be a very difficult work morning, correct?
Yes.
And you knew that in order for him to get any sleep, he couldn't stay at the waterfall very long, correct?
Yes.
And that's why he left early.
Yes, he went home to rest. We didn't speak about whether or not he would be sleeping.
It wouldn't shock you if he tried to go to sleep.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
You stayed believing that Tristan was going to try and rest and sleep, correct?
Yes.
And the plan when he left you was that you wouldn't see him again until after he was done with his plowing that morning, correct?
That's incorrect.
Okay. So is it your testimony that the plan from the beginning was that Tristan was going to drive from Canton to Easton and get some rest and then drive from Easton to Canton to pick you up so that he could take you back from Canton to Easton? That was the plan?
It may not have been set in stone, but it was definitely spoken about, and then that's what ended up happening, yes.
Have you ever told anyone that before, Ms. Albert, that the plan from the start of the night was that Tristan was going to make 4 trips total from Canton to Easton, Easton to Canton, Canton to Easton? Have you ever told anyone that before?
I don't remember if I mentioned that to anybody.
That was the first time you've ever said that just now before this jury. Would you agree with that?
I believe so.
Almost 2.5 years after January 29th, correct?
Correct.
Isn't it true that you decided at 1:45 in the morning that it was important for you to get home?
at 1:45, around that time, is when Tristan picked me up, a little bit after that, but I didn't want to get snowed in at my parents' house.
It was important for you to leave 34 Fairview, correct?
I wouldn't say important, but it was something that I wanted to do, yes.
It was important enough for you to leave, correct?
Yes.
And you made the decision to have Tristan drive from Easton to Canton to pick you up, correct?
Yes.
How far is it from Easton to Canton?
From our apartment in Easton to 34 Fairview Road is about 18, 19 minutes.
Okay, and that's when there's not a snowstorm on the side, correct?
Correct.
Of course, in a major snowstorm, you certainly can't drive as carefree as you can when you're driving in good road conditions, correct?
Right.
And your boyfriend was making that trip multiple times that night, correct?
Yes.
When Tristan picked you up at 1:45 a.m., did you bring Chloe out of the house with you to take to your apartment?
No.
Okay. On January 29th of 2022, you were there at your parents' house from around midnight until about 1:45?
About a little bit after 1:45, yes.
Okay. And during that span of time, almost 2 hours, you never saw anyone pull up outside, correct?
I personally did not.
No. And you personally did not look out the window either, correct?
No, I did not.
And you personally never heard anything out of the ordinary outside, correct?
That is correct.
Right. You never heard any yelling, correct?
That is correct.
No screaming?
Correct.
Nothing smashing into anything else?
Correct.
No revving of tires?
Correct.
No noises outside?
Correct.
Nothing attracted your attention?
Correct.
You never saw any vehicle backup lights?
Correct.
You never saw any red lights outside?
Correct.
You heard zero evidence of anything that would lead you to conclude that there had been some type of car accident outside.
Objection.
Sustained. You can ask it differently, Ms. Tiannetti.
You didn't hear a car accident.
Objection.
Ask it differently.
When you left 34 Fairview at 1:45, which door did you use?
I think I walked out the front door.
And the front door, could I have Exhibit 66, Mr. Bates? With the court's permission, may that be displayed? Do you recognize Exhibit 66 as being a depiction of your house?
Yes.
The front door to your home, there are actually two of them, correct?
Yes.
But when you say the front door, you're referring to the door that's lit up in that photo?
Yes.
You can take that off the screen. I'd like to ask you some questions about what you saw or didn't see within the first couple of seconds while you were stepping outside. Coming out the front door of your house, you would agree with me that your parents' front lawn is directly in front of you, correct?
Yes.
By that time, snow had started to accumulate at 1:45 a.m., correct?
Yes.
Against that white snow, did you see a black baseball cap?
I did not.
As you stepped out of the house, did you see a black sneaker?
I did not.
Did you see 45 pieces of red taillight plastic?
I did not.
No. Did you see one piece of red taillight plastic?
I did not.
Did you see a 6'2" man on your parents' front lawn in front of you?
Objection.
Did you? I did not.
Okay. You saw nothing unusual on that front lawn of your parents' home, did you?
I did not.
Now, Tristan had parked in the driveway, correct?
I believe so.
When I say Tristan, I'm referring to Tristan Morris, who was your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
As you face the house, that driveway is to the right, correct?
Yes.
And as you're coming out of the house, the driveway is to the left, which makes sense, right?
Yes.
Where in the driveway was Tristan Morris parked?
I don't remember if he was on the left. My guess would be the left side of the driveway because that would have been closest to me walking out of the house. But I can't say for sure exactly where he was parked in the driveway.
Okay. In any case, you walked to his vehicle, correct?
Yes.
And actually, when I say his vehicle, it was actually your vehicle, right?
Correct.
That was the Jeep that you had at that time?
Yes.
And as you were walking to that vehicle, you would agree with me there were no obstructions between you and your parents' front lawn, correct?
Correct.
And as you were walking to that vehicle, again, no baseball hat, no sneaker, no pieces of red taillight, and no 6'2" man did you see on your parents' front lawn, correct?
Correct.
And there were no, strike that. After you got into the vehicle, you got into the passenger's side?
Yes.
Because you had been drinking that night, correct?
Yes.
And it wouldn't have made sense for you to drive home to Easton, correct?
Correct.
So Tristan Morris backed his or your Jeep out of the driveway, correct?
Yes.
And the tail end of that Jeep, when he backed out, would have gone toward Cedar Crest, correct?
Correct.
Which would mean that the car was now facing toward the Chapman Street side, correct?
Yes.
And that would mean that your Jeep, being driven by Tristan, would have driven directly by your parents' full property line, correct?
Correct.
And you were on the passenger's side of the car, correct?
Correct.
The passenger's side was closest to your parents' front lawn as you were driving away, correct?
Yes.
And you drove past the front lawn, correct?
Yes.
You drove past the flagpole, correct?
Yes.
And in all that time from when Tristan Morris pulled out of the driveway and drove right by your parents' front lawn, you never saw anything of the things that I previously asked you about, correct?
I did not, but I also was not looking.
You saw no baseball hat, no sneaker, no pieces of red plastic, and no 6'2" man, correct?
Correct, but I also was not looking out my window.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Did anybody in this courtroom ask you if you were looking out your window?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
That was an answer to a question that nobody asked you, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Now, at this point, you would agree with me that you've essentially circled your parents' front lawn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you came out the front door and were facing the front lawn, correct?
Correct.
Then you're walking to the left, which means that the front lawn is to your right, correct?
Correct.
Then you're backing up out of the driveway, which means the front lawn is still to your left, correct?
Correct.
And when Tristan pulls the car such that the... When Tristan Morris pulls the car such that the car is now operating parallel to your front lawn, now the front lawn's to your right, correct?
Correct.
And with regard to all of that time that you were circling that front lawn, you never saw anybody or anything out of the ordinary on that lawn, correct?
I did not.
And you also didn't see any tire tracks in the snow, did you?
Not that I can remember.
I may have a moment.
Yes.
No further questions, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lally?
Yes, Sean.
Good morning,
ma'am. Good morning.
Now, turn your attention back to yesterday. You were asked some questions about Courtney Proctor, is that right?
Yes.
And you were asked about whether or not you met her kids, and you said once. Can you explain that?
From what I can remember, I forget exactly where I was, but my aunt Julie Albert had pulled up in her car and I was talking to her, and she had had the two kids in her back seat. I think she may have been babysitting them. I didn't ask for specifics, but she rolled down the back window and that's when I met the two kids, and that was it.
Okay, but how many years ago was that?
I can't say for sure, but definitely like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe.
The one time while they were in the backseat of a car for a couple minutes years ago.
Yes.
Had you ever met Michael Proctor prior to the day that he came in or that he conducted an interview with you?
Never.
Now, as you were walking into the house, your testimony is that you saw Colin Albert walking out of the house. Is that correct?
Correct.
Without getting too much into it, as far as photographs of you on a high school track team, that would have been sometime prior to your graduation in 2014, correct?
Yes.
And about how many people were on your track team?
Over 30, maybe. About 30.
Now, when you were at the house at 34 Fairview Road on the early morning of the 29th, your father, Brian Albert, and Brian Higgins were out of the room, being the kitchen and the dining area, for some period of time, correct?
Correct.
And about how long period of time are we talking about?
Minutes. I would say at most, maybe like 5 minutes at most.
Now, you were shown a drawing, essentially, in Exhibit 66 of your parents' house at 34 Fairview Road, up on the screen just now?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that before?
That exact photo? I don't believe so.
Do you know whether or not that was even a photo, or would you be surprised if that was some sort of drawing or rendering of the house?
Yeah, I can't say for sure where that came from or what it is. I don't believe I've seen it before. Could you rephrase the question? Sorry.
No, that's fine. My other question is, did you happen to notice in that particular drawing that there were lights on near the front door and lights on near the garage? Do you recall that?
I did notice that, yes.
Do you recall whether or not those lights were on or those lights even exist at the time that you were exiting the house on January 28th?
I don't recall. I can't say for sure if those lights were on.
Now, you were asked some questions about exiting the house and coming over to Tristan's car, getting in, your car that Tristan was driving, and then backing out of the driveway and driving away. At any point in time, did you look over to the unlit area on the left side of your parents' property near the flagpole?
Objection to objection.
So form the question differently, Mr. Miller.
When you walked out the front door, where was your attention directed?
When I walked out the front door, I recall somewhat looking down, trying to make sure I didn't slip. The ground was completely covered with snow at that point. And then my direction was towards Tristan's car, so to the left. Then once I got in the car, I was turned again to the left, speaking with him for the majority of the first couple minutes of our car ride back home to Easton.
Now, so when you exit the door, you come onto the brick steps, correct?
Yes.
And the brick steps are covered in snow at that point?
Yes.
Do you recall what you were wearing on your feet? Were they high heels, flats?
I think I had high heel like boots on, something of that nature.
You're walking down the brick steps that are covered in snow in high heel boots, correct?
Yes.
And then you're walking over to your car and getting in the passenger side, correct?
Yes.
And at any point in time, in any of the sequence, did you have any reason to look over to the front yard area of your parents' home in the area of the flagpole?
I did not.
And then you get in the car and you're driving away and you're talking to Tristan, is that correct?
Yes.
And so Tristan is driving, you're in the passenger seat, is that correct?
Yes.
So you're looking at him but away from the front lawn as you're driving away, correct?
Yes.
Nothing further.
Very briefly, Judge.
Okay.
Maybe you just testified that the one time that you saw Courtney Proctor's kids, they were with your aunt, Julie Albert, correct?
Yes.
And you just testified that that was about 2 or 3 years ago, correct?
That was an estimate. I can't say for sure, but yes.
It wasn't 10 years ago.
No.
2 or 3 years ago, right now it's May 14th of 2024, 2 years ago would be May 14th of 2022.
Yes.
3 years ago would have been May 14th of 2021, correct?
Correct.
Nothing further.
Okay, you are all set, Ms. Albert.
Thank you.
Mr. Lally, who is your next witness?
Yes, Your Honor. The Commonwealth call Mr. Tristan Morris to the stand.
Okay.
Watch your step right there.
Yep.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the evidence before the court and jury in the case now adhering to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Take this stand.
Okay, whenever you are ready, Mr. Lally. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the jury?
Tristan Morris. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
And Mr. Morris, where do you live?
Easton.
And who, if anyone, do you live there with?
Caitlin Albert.
Okay. And what is your relationship with Caitlin Albert?
She's my girlfriend.
And how long have the two of you been together?
Roughly 8 years.
And with respect, let me ask you this. Do you work, sir?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do for work?
I'm a union pipe fitter.
And how long have you been doing that?
6 years.
Now, if I could turn your attention to the evening of January 28th, 2022, into the following early morning of the 29th. Do you recall that day?
Early morning of the 29th?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And do you recall what days of the week those were?
Friday and Saturday, I believe.
And on that particular Friday, what, if any, plans did you have yourself and your girlfriend, Caitlin Albert?
For me, it was just an ordinary day. I went out and I met them for a drink.
And about what time?
So I'm going to ask you to keep your voice. Yes.
Okay.
So you indicated you went out and met them. Who is them?
My girlfriend, Caitlin, and that's all I remember.
And do you recall where it was that you went?
Waterfall Bar and Grill.
That's somewhere that you and Caitlin had been to before?
Yes, multiple times.
And do you have any idea what time that was on the 28th?
I don't recall.
And do you recall who, if anyone else, was there in addition to yourself and your girlfriend, Caitlin?
No, I do not.
Do you recall whether or not either of her parents were there?
I don't remember.
You're familiar with her parents, though, is that fair to say?
Yes, I am.
And you're familiar with their family, correct?
Yes, I am.
And if you recall, about how long was it that you were at the waterfall that evening?
I couldn't estimate, but it wasn't that long.
And wasn't that long, why? What was it that caused you to leave that night?
Later that night, I had to go plow. I was supposed to wake up pretty early.
And as far as plowing, is that something that you do sort of on the side on a fairly regular basis, or?
Yes, when I can do it, I do it. It's extra money.
And how is it that, what if any relationship do you have with a company that you do any sort of plowing or shoveling for?
It's my landlord's company.
And is that, when you say plowing, is that sort of residences, businesses, or something else?
All of those, residence, houses, anything, businesses, could be any of them.
So it could be a commercial parking lot, could be a condo, could be a business park, any of those things?
Correct.
And about what time was it, if you know, that you were supposed to sort of be ready or on call to go out with you?
So we were waiting for the snow. I just had to be on call for 3 to 4 in the morning, just have my phone on standby and be ready to go, just how it always is.
And so when you left, or when you went to the waterfall in Canton, at that time, was it snowing?
I don't believe so.
And when you left the waterfall to go home, why did you went home to rest? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I needed to sleep, yes.
And when you left the waterfall to go home to Easton to get some rest or to get some sleep, was it snowing at that point?
I don't remember.
And at some point prior to you going out and either plowing or shoveling early that morning, who, if anyone, was contacting you?
Can you repeat the question, please?
After you went home to rest or get some sleep, well, first of all, were you able to get any sleep?
Barely.
And while you were home in Easton, who, if anyone, was reaching out to you?
Yes, my girlfriend.
And so your girlfriend, Caitlin, was it calling, texting? How was she reaching out, if you recall?
I believe both.
And about what point in the evening did you start to get calls or texts from her?
I don't remember.
And at some point, based on those calls and texts, what, if anything, did you do?
Can you elaborate?
At some point, did you leave Easton and go back to camp?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any recollection of when that was over the course of the evening or the early morning?
No, I don't remember a time.
And in relation to when you got, let me ask you this, as far as the calls and the texts that you received from your girlfriend, Caitlin, was that something, was that one or two, or were they repetitive?
There was a couple different texts, yeah.
And over the course of about how long a period of time? Was it all within a couple minutes or half hour, hours, if you know?
I don't recall.
And after receiving those, you went to somewhere in Canton, correct?
Yes.
And where did you go?
34 Fairview Road.
And are you familiar with that address?
Yes, I am.
And familiar with it because at some point during the time that Caitlin were dating before you moved in together, she lived there, correct?
Correct.
And about how long a drive is that from where you live in Easton to 34 Fairview Road?
21 to 25 minutes, I would say.
And do you recall what vehicle you were driving on that occasion?
I do. I was driving a white Jeep Cherokee.
And whose white Jeep Cherokee is that?
Caitlin's.
And did you have a vehicle at that time?
I did.
And what kind of vehicle did you have?
I believe it was a Ford Fusion.
A fairly older Ford Fusion?
2012, yes.
And so why was it that you took the girlfriend Jeep Cherokee versus your older Ford Fusion?
It drives way better in the snow.
And so when you left your apartment in Easton to drive to 34 Fairview in Canton, was it snowing at that point?
It was.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Ms. Tianetti, can you? Thank you. Go ahead.
So I'm sorry, sir. So when you were driving from Easton to Canton, it was snowing. Do you recall how much snow had come down at that point?
I don't recall.
And what, if anything, do you recall about sort of the snow that was on the ground in relation to how you drove from Easton to Canton?
I was very cautious. I was 10 and 2 the whole time.
And when you arrived at 34 Fairview, where did you park?
I don't remember.
Do you recall whether you parked on the street or the driveway? Or?
No, I don't know.
And when you arrived, what, if anything, did you communicate to Caitlin?
I just told her I was here.
Was that through a text or a call? If you know?
Text, it would be.
You pull up at some point, park somewhere, text her, you're correct?
Yes.
And at some point, she comes out of the house, is that correct?
Correct.
Did you ever get out of the car or go up to the house or go inside the house or anything like that?
No, I did not.
And how much time was it between the time that you texted her that you were here to the time that she came out?
I don't remember.
Was it a long time or anything like that?
No, it wasn't.
And when she comes out, do you recall sort of where within the front of the house she came out?
No, I don't remember.
You're familiar with 34 Fairview, though, correct?
I am.
And there's a couple of different doors on the front of the house, is that correct?
That's correct.
But you don't recall specifically which door she came out of?
No, I do not.
And when she came out, she came over to the car, correct?
Correct.
She gets in. Which part of the car did she get in?
The passenger.
Front seat passenger?
Front seat passenger.
And at some point, you're leaving from 34 Fairview and you're going back to Easton, correct?
Correct.
Was there any sort of delay or any sort of long period of time that you were in the car in front of the house after Caitlin gets in the car?
No.
So essentially, she gets in and you pull away.
Correct.
And when you pull away from the house, where... Do you recall which direction you went into to go back to Easton?
I went up Fairview Road.
And so up Fairview Road would be sort of heading towards Chapman Street, is that correct?
Yes.
And so as you're going by the house, which side of the vehicle would have been facing the house? Either the driver's side of the vehicle or the passenger side?
Can you repeat that?
As you're going by the property at 34 Fairview Road,
yeah.
Which side of the Jeep that you were driving was facing 34 Fairview Road? Was
the
it
left.
Your side or her side?
My side would be facing the street. If I'm coming down, my side would be facing the left side.
And what I'm asking is when you're driving away?
Away, yes. The passenger side would be facing her house.
And as you were coming there, would it be the driver's side or your side that was facing the house? If you recall which way you came.
I don't recall.
But as you were leaving the house, Caitlin's side or the passenger side would be facing the house, correct?
Correct.
And as far as the snow that's coming down as you're driving away, what, if anything, did you have to do with regard, or what, if anything, did you do with regard to the vehicle? Did you turn anything on or anything as you were driving?
No, I did not.
So did you have a defroster on?
Yes.
And did you have windshield wipers on?
Correct.
Okay. So the snow was coming down at least at a pace that you had the windshield wipers on, correct?
Yes.
And during that drive, specifically on Fairview Road, but at any point during your drive to Fairview and from Fairview, do you recall anything as far as how the roads were, were they treated? Did you see plows out, anything like that?
I don't recall.
May I have one moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
Now, as far as when Caitlin gets into your car, how would you describe her demeanor?
Normal as always.
Nothing out of the ordinary that you observe?
Absolutely not.
She gets in the car, is it fair to say you guys haven't seen each other for a couple hours, you start talking?
Correct.
And so when you're talking, you're driving, she's in the passenger seat, is that correct?
That's correct.
And was she facing you while you were talking to her as you were
Yes.
pulling away? Thank you, sir. I have nothing further.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
You've been dating Caitlin Albert for 78 years now?
Correct.
The two of you now live together?
Correct.
Are you still living in Easton?
Yes.
How long have you lived together for?
3 years.
When you first met her, where was she living?
Canton.
Where in Canton?
34 Fairview.
She was living there with her parents at the time?
Correct.
Brian and Nicole Albert?
Yes.
You met her parents, Brian and Nicole Albert, several years ago, correct?
Correct.
You've met all of Caitlin's siblings as well?
Correct.
You've spent time at their house?
Yes.
You've spent holidays with them?
Yes.
And you've been over there on weekends, correct?
Yes.
It's fair to say that over the last 7 or 8 years, you've been with the Albert family quite a bit, correct?
Yes.
And you've also been with the McCabe family, correct?
Yes.
And even though you're not married, you consider yourself just about one of the family, correct?
Yes.
Since John O'Keefe's death, you have continued associating with both the Alberts and the McCabes, correct?
Yes.
Because you're still dating and living with Caitlin, correct?
That is correct.
And in June of 2022, a few months after John O'Keefe's death, you went to Ned Devine's in Boston with many, many men in the family, correct?
Yes.
That includes the Alberts, correct?
Yes.
And that includes the McCabes.
Yes.
Do you recall who was there that night?
No, I don't.
I showed you a photograph from that night. You got a fresh memory?
Yes.
May I approach you on
it? Yes.
I placed a photograph before you. Take a look at that and look up at me when you're done.
Yes.
Does that refresh your memory about who was there that night?
It does.
Are you, by the way, how many people are in that photograph?
Do you want me to count?
With the court's permission.
Okay, go ahead and count. And after you count, let's mark this for identification, please.
Yes.
12. 12 people, including myself.
Okay, if I could have that marked for ID.
12, including myself.
Thank you. You would agree with me, sir, that at that night in at Ned Devine's in Boston, everybody there was, except for you, was either an Albert or a McCabe?
Yes, that's correct.
And the photo that you or somebody decided to take was all of you with your fists clenched, correct?
Objection.
It's a Sustain.
Did you clench your fists that night?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did all of the Alberts and McCabes clench
Objection.
Their fists that night?
Sustained.
That photo was posted to social media, was it not?
Yes, it was.
And it was posted by somebody named Kevin Reardon?
Yes.
Who's Kevin Reardon?
My girlfriend's cousin.
He's actually the son of one of Nicole and Julie Albert's sisters, correct?
Yes.
And you've met him as well, correct? And do you recall the date that that photograph was posted to social media?
No, I don't.
I showed you Z for identification again. Would that refresh your memory?
Yes.
And having, I'll take it back from you. You've had a chance to look at it.
Yeah.
Having reviewed Z for identification, does that refresh your memory as to the date of the posting of that photograph?
Yes.
Were you aware at that time that, and by the way, what date was it?
You just showed me.
I know, and I'm asking you to tell the jury.
It's June 5th, it was dated.
Of 2022?
Yeah.
Were you aware that June 5th of 2022 was 4 days before Karen Reed was indicted for this case?
Objection, Your Honor.
The objection sustained.
Were you and the Alberts and the McCabes celebrating the indictment of Karen Reed?
Objection.
Were you?
No.
Thank you.
Yes. You've never testified before any grand jury regarding this case, correct?
I haven't.
You've never testified previously in any hearing regarding this case, correct?
I haven't.
You were at 34 Fairview Road in Canton at 1:45 in the morning, or about 1:45, on January 29th of 2022, correct?
I don't remember the time.
Was it wildly different than 1:45 in the morning, or was it somewhat close to that?
I'm not going to make up a time. I don't remember.
Was it 9 p.m. on the 28th?
I don't remember times.
So if I asked you if you were there to pick up your girlfriend, Caitlin, at 9 p.m. on January 28th, you couldn't say if that's true or false?
No, because I'm not making up a time.
Okay. So it could have been 9 p.m. that you were there, not 1:45 in the morning.
I didn't say that.
Well, you've just said that you can't rule out that it was actually 9 p.m. on the 28th, didn't you?
Objection, Your Honor.
Can you answer that? Did you say that?
I didn't say anything. I don't remember a time.
No, I understand.
So I'm not going to make up a time.
Hold on. Only one person can speak at a time.
I don't. It could have been later. It could have been earlier. I don't know a time.
Right, but it couldn't have been 9 p.m. on January 28th. Could it have been?
I don't know.
Okay. What time were you at the waterfall?
I don't remember.
Were you at the waterfall?
Yes, I was.
On what date?
The 28th.
Was it in the morning?
It was at nighttime.
Was it? Okay. What time did you leave the waterfall?
I don't remember.
Did you leave at 5 p.m.?
I don't remember.
So it could have been 5 p.m. that you left.
Could have been 5 in the morning. I don't know.
Okay. Leaving aside what time it was, or strike that. Will you testify that you were at 34 Fairview Road on January 29th after midnight?
I don't remember a time.
Okay. But you do remember being there, correct?
At the waterfall?
No, at 34 Fairview.
I remember picking my girlfriend up, yes.
You do. You've testified to that, right? today?
Yes.
And when you were there, you had an opportunity to see the front lawn to that property, did you not?
Yes.
You pulled into the driveway?
I don't remember where I pulled into.
Okay. Did you pull into any place when you got there?
I don't remember where I pulled into.
So you say you don't remember where you pulled into. That wasn't my question. My question was, did you pull in any place when you got to 34th Fairview?
Well, I had to pick my girlfriend up, so yes, I did.
You did, okay. Was there any place other than the driveway to pull into when you got to 34th Fairview?
No.
So it had to be the driveway, right?
Must have been.
All right. When you pulled into the driveway, you waited a period of time for Caitlin, correct?
Yes.
And how long a period of time was that?
I don't remember.
Was it more than a half hour?
No.
Was it more than 10 minutes?
I don't remember.
It could have been more than 10 minutes.
Probably wasn't.
And when you say it probably wasn't, that means it probably was less than 10 minutes, correct?
I don't remember the time.
During that time that you were waiting for Caitlin to come out of the house while you were in the driveway, there was nothing obstructing your view of the front lawn, correct?
Nope.
All right. And shifting gears for a second, this was on January 29th of 2022, correct?
Yes.
And ultimately you did pick up Caitlin and take her back to Easton, correct?
Correct.
On January 29th, at any point that day or night, Trooper Michael Proctor never interviewed you, correct?
Correct.
Nor did he interview the next day or the day after that, correct?
Correct.
Or the month of February, correct?
Correct.
Or the entire year of 2022, correct?
Correct.
Or the entire year of 2023, correct?
Correct.
The first time any investigator of this case interviewed you was May 7th of 2024, correct?
When was that? I don't...
That was 1 week ago. That was last Tuesday.
Correct.
You were aware at the time you were being interviewed for the first time by any investigator, this case had already started.
Yes.
You were aware that this jury heard opening statements from both counsel on April 29th, which was over a week before May 7th, correct?
Yes.
So it wasn't until over a week after opening statements that somebody from the state police finally interviewed you, correct?
Nobody from the state police interviewed me.
Who was it that interviewed you?
Nobody interviewed me. I spoke to the DAs about coming in here. That was about it.
Okay, I thought you had just testified that on May 7th, that was the first time an investigator reached out for you.
Yes.
All right. And when I use the term interview, I don't mean that somebody put a bright spotlight on you and took you into an interrogation room. I'm just asking, did somebody ask you questions?
Yes. Objection.
I'll let it stand.
Thank you, Ron. And that interview did not take place in person, correct?
No, it did not.
That was a phone interview, correct?
Correct.
And your attorney was on the line for that, correct?
Correct.
Now, from the beginning of the night on January 28th, your plan was to go home early, correct?
Correct.
You weren't drinking much, correct?
That is correct.
You had to get up early.
Yes.
And it actually was really early. It could have been as early as 3 a.m., correct?
Correct.
So from the beginning, you knew that you weren't going to get much sleep, correct?
Yes.
And if you were going to get any sleep, you couldn't stay at the waterfall all night, correct?
That is correct.
So you left early.
Yes.
And you planned to go home, get whatever rest or sleep you could get, and then wait for the call to go out plowing, correct?
That is correct.
The plan from the beginning was not for you to leave the waterfall, go to Easton, and then drive back from Easton to Canton to pick up Caitlin, and then take her back to Easton so that you could wait for the call for plowing. That was not the original plan, correct?
No, it wasn't.
No, of course it wasn't. So I apologize, Ron. I withdraw that comment. But the plan changed, correct?
Yes.
And that was because you heard from your girlfriend, Caitlin, correct?
Yes.
And I'm going to ask you a question and hope I get an answer. Do you recall what time it was that she contacted you?
No, I don't recall.
Did anybody instruct you not to talk about any times that anything happened?
Absolutely not.
How did Caitlin contact you that night?
Via text, via phone.
And you were in Easton when she did that, correct?
Yes.
She was at 34 Fairview?
Yes.
And by the way, the snowstorm was no surprise to you that night, right?
No.
I mean, that's why you were waiting to plow, correct?
Yes.
That snowstorm had been forecast.
Yes.
And it had started snowing by midnight, correct?
I don't remember when it started snowing.
But for some reason, Caitlin now needed to get picked up before you went plowing, correct?
Yes.
That meant, despite the fact that you had to get up potentially at 3 a.m., you now had to make the trip back and forth between Canton and Easton a second time, correct?
Yes.
And you considered it to be important enough that you agreed to pick up Caitlin, despite the changing plans, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, when you pulled into that driveway, you at least temporarily parked in the driveway waiting for her, correct?
Yes.
What other cars were in the driveway at that time?
I don't remember.
What side of the driveway did you park on?
I don't remember.
After you parked, you texted Caitlin to tell her that you were there, correct?
Yes.
And you previously testified that you don't remember how long it took for her to come out of the house, correct?
I don't remember.
And I started to ask you, and I'll just finish that line of questioning, that at that point, the front lawn of the house was to your left, correct?
It would have been, yes.
Right, and there were no obstructions between you and the front lawn blocking your view, correct?
I wouldn't be staring at her grass, so no.
Okay. I didn't ask you where you were staring. I was just asking if there were any obstructions.
Okay, yeah.
And the answer to that question is?
No.
Was snow starting to accumulate at that time?
I don't remember.
You recall if there was any snow on the ground?
Yes, because I was driving cautiously.
Okay. And against that white snow, did you see a black baseball cap?
Absolutely not.
And as you sat in that driveway, you also did not see a black sneaker?
Absolutely not.
And you also did not see 45 pieces of red plastic?
No.
Or even one piece?
No.
And you certainly did not see a 6'2" man on the lawn of your girlfriend's parents' home, correct?
No, I did not.
You saw nothing unusual in that front area of the lawn, correct?
No, I did not.
Caitlin got into the Jeep?
Correct.
The plan was for you to drive the Jeep back to Easton with her, correct?
Yes.
You backed out of the driveway, correct? And you turned the rear end of that car toward Cedarcrest, correct?
Not towards Cedarcrest, I was going up the hill. So which would be favorable?
If I suggested to you that going up the hill would take you towards Chapman, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other end of the street was Cedarcrest, right?
Towards that way, yes.
Okay. So the rear end of your car was towards Cedarcrest and you were facing up the hill towards Chapman, correct?
Yes.
All right. That would have meant that you were driving your vehicle past really the entire length of Brian Albert's front lawn, correct?
Yes.
And the front lawn would have been on Caitlin's side of the car, correct?
Yes.
And you drove past the flagpole that you're familiar with, correct?
Yes.
And as you drove past that entire front lawn, you never saw any of the things I previously asked you about, the baseball hat, the sneakers, the pieces of red plastic, or a 6'2" man, correct?
I did not.
You saw nothing out of the ordinary, correct?
Correct.
And you saw no tire tracks in the snow leading to the Albert's front lawn, did you?
I did not.
You didn't see anything that would lead you to conclude that there had been a car crash there, correct?
Absolutely not.
Sustained. More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.